The Osgood File, sponsored in part by Jointritis. I'm Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Christmas comes but once a year, thank goodness.
Christmas comes and now we're behind the eight ball come January.
As far as Christmas shopping, I'm still getting over Halloween.
6 o'clock, stores are open, get in line, first come, gets this discount.
I don't want to have to buy just to buy.
The economy needs shoppers to get out there and buy things, but the Christmas spirit is not about the economy, and giving is not necessarily about buying. More after this for Jointritis. Got your Christmas shopping done yet? Author and Harvard University fellow Bill McKibben finds ironic the way we've come to mark the birth of Christ.
There is something deeply ironic about the fact that someone who grew up to say, give away all that you have to the poor and come follow me, that the way in which we celebrate the coming of this person into our midst is to award each other toasters and neckties and, you know, electric razors.
McKibben says we buy all that stuff because we think that's what others expect.
We have so much stuff that we have to go out to Walmart and buy big Rubbermaid boxes to put our excess stuff in. What we don't have is time. And if you can figure out ways to substitute gifts of time for gifts of stuff, then the people who get them will recognize that they're getting something of much more value.
McKibben works with an Iowa organization with a yearly campaign, Whose Birthday Is It Anyway? Gerald Iverson is the group's president.
The content is new, but the idea is the same, to celebrate with more integrity. We have some little cards. One says, buy me nothing. I'll still love you.
Iverson suggests what he calls alternative gifts.
Maybe giving something that you've baked or sewn or handmade or composed, like a poem or a song.
McKibben and his family have created a ritual in the tradition of St. Francis. They walk into the woods and scatter breadcrumbs so birds and animals can celebrate Christmas with them.
And it's quite wonderful. It gets you outdoors and into creation. And it has this sort of giddy sense about it. The whole world is celebrating.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, December 21st, 2001.